the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to this edition of the Sports Report Podcast. I'm your host, Mr. William D. Morgan. Got a caller on line number one. Doom, how you doing, man?
What's going on?
Chilling, man. Chilling. You watching that title game?
Nah, man. Just got up for a little nap.
Oh! Let me tell you. Virginia. Villanova is killing it right now. They are killing it.
Yeah.
Ooh!
I'm looking at the score right now.
Did you do any brackets?
Nah, I ain't do no brackets.
I got my best one, Villanova. I picked for the championship. What was my percentile in that? 98%? Still wasn't good enough to win, I think, because I only got 950 total points. But 98%, you know, percentile or what have you, and all the upsets that we got, I'll take that. You know, definitely will take that. You guys can do what Doom did. You can call in 706-993-4606. That number again is 706-993-4606. Got a lot to talk about tonight. Got Charles Barkley blasted in the FBI for a college basketball investigations.
I don't understand why.
I don't get it either. Really don't.
I mean, if they was sending these people all this money, I mean, they won't pay no taxes on it. It's an unfair situation.
And I'm glad that they police it, because this is a point where you just can't have free reign to do whatever you want. And once again, he has to come in and just say, just make himself a center of attention. And I know back in the day, Barkley was looked at the black voice by some networks. He's never spoken for me. Never. And I'm quite sure he's never spoken for you.
Nah. Nobody speaks for me.
Exactly. Up here talking about, if they were worried about the presidency, like they worried about the college basketball, things might be better.
They got a little bit more, you know, doing some conspiracy theories. I think the last thing the FBI need to be worried about is the presidency, you know, especially like a lot of evidence came on. But the issue with the college basketball is bigger than that. It's these people broken rules. Mm-hmm. And it's cheated a lot of players from going to certain schools, because, you know, they get paid. It's not because they wanted to go to his, because they're paying these parents and all this other stuff money, and they committed a lot of tax fraud, because, you know, $100,000 or $200,000 is a lot of money.
Yes sir. Right now we're looking at 71-52 Villanova over Michigan. 4:23 left in the second half. Again, I knew Villanova was good. That Michigan was coming in hot. I didn't see Villanova lighting it up like this.
Yeah. I mean, it was a good tournament. I don't understand. You had a 16 team.
Had a 16 beating a 1. You there?
I'm here. I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem. We had a 16 seed beating a 1.
You had most of the number ones go down quick. It was just it was a good tournament. You had drama. You had everything you needed.
You also still had two teams that you care about. And that was my point. having two teams in the mix that you care about, very important to me, because I don't think if Villanova would have made it, you know, one of these small town schools would have been in there against Villanova. I don't know what the ratings would look like, but with Michigan there and Michigan coming in hot at this juncture.
On the flip side, you can see you can do an underdog story too. So
yeah,
the story writes itself. But also, let's not forget that on both ends of the spectrum, you didn't have UConn girls win it. So it's right. You know, it's a lot of, you know, how to put it? It was a good story. You didn't have the same old win.
Exactly. Something new, something different happened on the women's side, and it looks like Villanova's going to be taking it this year as well. Another team I want to bring up, and I'm not going to quit harping on this, Duke basketball. Let you down again.
They let me down, baby. As long as they don't.
Let you down again. And now their star freshman is declaring for the NBA draft. Man, I know you got to fire when the iron's hot, but I don't know, man. I don't think Bagley is ready.
Yeah.
I don't think he's ready. Also got, I believe it's LiAngelo or LaMelo Ball.
Wow, declaring for them. Man, I hope he don't even get drafted, because he ain't that good, dog. The league dealt with one of them. They're not going to deal with two of them in the they're not going to deal with two of them in the league.
Yeah.
And it kind of goes to the problems. Like, this dude got all this hype, man, but he don't look all that good.
He scored 72 in a game I think it was last week he scored 72 over there. But again, yeah. He's playing against people like me, you.
Surfing.
Yeah, exactly. The whole Randy M crew.
And then let us not forget, too, the big issue I had. And he did have an international incident.
Yes.
So you can't sit here and not remember that stuff when you look at it. Hey, he had an issue that, you know, right now we got trade wars with this country. He could easily be in jail right now.
Could be. He could be. Up here watching this game still. Villanova up by 20, 74-54, 3:21 in the second half. This thing is all but academic.
Okay.
As they used to say back in the day. Villanova guard Mikael Bridges. Mikael Bridges leading the way with 19 points for Villanova. And let me see from Michigan very quickly. Leading scorer is 19 points as well from the Michigan Wolverines. Come on. Okay. Muhammad Ali Abdul Rakim is leading the way.
I know, right?
Muhammad Ali Abdul Rahim leading the way, 19 points. I just butchered that name. I'm sorry, man. I just butchered that name. He's leading the way for Michigan with 19 points as well, averaging 12 points on the season. So, again, this game is all but over. Villanova's going to win it. And the way they construct it, they might win it again next year.
Yeah.
The way they're currently constructed, so we shall see. Let's move on to the pro game. Let's talk about some pro football. Gronk, Rage's boy, he was talking retirement, but now he's saying that as long as Tom Brady is his quarterback, he's pretty sure he's coming back. Should the Patriots trade him now?
You're not going to get too much for him. I mean, dude's injury prone, man.
Yeah. This is true. Always hurt. always hurt, always something going wrong. You don't get a whole season out of him. Let me head over to the chat real quick. Captain Underpants is in the chat. Oh my goodness. Still jiving on Rage. What do you have against Rage, man? But yeah, you're right. You're not gonna, the Pats wouldn't get much for him if they tried to trade him. I just don't like hearing talk like that. You know? From somebody who's supposed to be an all-star tight end. Somebody who you're supposed to depend on. I just don't like hearing talk like that. From the big fella. And again, he's very good. Best tight end in the game when he's healthy. But I just don't like hearing stuff like that.
Yeah.
I don't. Anyway. But oh, we got Pastor Sedell in the chat. Pastor, what's up, man? We got Pastor here. Let me go ahead and hit Pastor up in the chat real quick. Uh-oh. Miss Bell. Bam, there we go. Let's talk about my notes. Let's talk about your favorite team, the Houston Rockets. How much pressure Mike D'Antoni under
to get? It's going to be a lot of pressure. They're not playing that good right now. I mean, I think they lost, but the teams are starting to figure out their little formula. And they're not calling as much fouls, so your boy James Harden's not going to have his ritual, you know, 14, 15 times a night to the damn line.
Yeah.
Once they stop going to the line more, you're going to neutralize that. And then I think something's wrong with Chris Paul's knee or hip.
He didn't play that last game against the Spurs. He did not play.
Yeah.
He didn't play that last game against for the Spurs, so the Spurs ended up beating those boys. So without Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be just like last year.
What do you think about the Cleveland Cavaliers? You think they got a shot?
No. Man, if people don't nut up.
They the what? Because they're the fourth seed right now.
It should be a fifth seed.
Yeah, they're the fifth seed right now, so.
I've seen a lot of social media posts, and they're talking about this LeBron James score. Double digits more than Michael Jordan. Who keeps up with all these stats that ESPN likes to throw out?
You know, they have statisticians for that on staff.
Oh no, they just find stats that nobody even pays attention. I mean, all you gotta do is shoot 5 shots. That's like nothing. I don't even understand why that's even news.
Right.
You know, double digits. I mean, is it consecutive? Is he taking consideration that you know, LeBron was sitting down and so, you know, just don't understand how they always had these numbers, you know, because Jordan's consecutive wouldn't been right, because I mean, dude, he didn't even play 2 seasons, so. How do we just count? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The numbers just wouldn't add up because they wouldn't compare if he didn't. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I don't get it either. But again, the thing with me, and I think I posted on the Facebook page. Jordan plays defense. He was the. And correct me if I'm wrong, he was Defensive Player of the Year the same year that he won his MVP.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Was it league MVP, dunk champ, mm-hmm. All-Star MVP and the scoring title all in the same year. They just showed up to an award ceremony. He just took everything and walked out the building.
And the perfect example of Jordan was that last championship game against the Utah Jazz.
Yeah.
He scored, went down, stripped Karl Malone. After he stripped Karl Malone, he came down, scored again, game over.
They say the Redis, he's the first person to have, 200 steals and 100 blocks or something like that, or reverse?
No, it was 200 steals and 100 blocks in a season, and he did it twice.
Yep.
Because he did it that very next year, too. So,
nothing. Like I said, but they still try to sit here and be like, the Kane.
Nope. Nope. Heck no. All right. Let's talk about the Golden State Warriors. You think Golden State will come back healthy? You got healthy Steph. Hopefully he'll come back, the second round, if from what I'm hearing?
Getting Clay Thompson back. Who would they have to play?
I think right now, I want to say Portland. Give me a second.
But they got most of their team back, so.
Yep. Most of the team is back for them, so this is a huge. It's going to be the Warriors and the Rockets. Let me see right now. If the season ended today, Golden State will play Minnesota.
Oh, yeah. They got a chance of beating them.
If the season ended today, they will play Minnesota.
And then about another week or two before
the playoffs start. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. So, let me see. In the Western Conference, Houston's your number one. Golden State's your number two. The Trailblazers are number three. San Antonio, give Pop credit. They were looking dead in the water to make the playoffs, but give Pop credit. He got that four seed. Oklahoma City's got the fifth. The Jazz, Utah Jazz got the sixth. Minnesota Timberwolves got the seventh. And the New Orleans Pelicans got the eighth seed over in the Western Conference. With a record of 43-34. The Nuggets look to be a game back, though. So, we'll see if we come down the stretch. Over in the East, you got Toronto with home court advantage throughout the East. You got Boston. You got the Cavs at 3. You got Philly at 4. So, if the playoffs end today, it looks like the Cavs will play the Wizards if the season ended today. 4th seed is the 76ers. 5th seed is the Indiana Pacers. Your 6th is your Wizards. The Miami Heat has the 7th seed, and the Milwaukee Bucks has the 8th seed. Let me see how far. And Detroit's way back. Nobody's going to catch Milwaukee for the last seed. So, they're way back. Particularly with your boy Blake Griffin hurt down in Detroit. So, ain't no way in the world they're going to catch him. Who's got more playoff pressure right now? Kevin Durant or James Harden?
James Harden. He's still got to make up for last year's meltdown.
Chris Paul does too.
Yeah. And the way they playing, they're in a funk.
Yep. You right. That winning streak snapped. They were, 11-12 straight yesterday? Before yesterday, rather. Before that time. So, again, they have to. I don't know what it is. Maybe they just had a bad day. Oh, yeah, Villanova just won the whole daggone thing.
Yep. Good.
They just won it.
So, is that their first championship?
To my recollection, no.
They won it with
somebody correct me in the chat, but I'm pretty sure I remember them winning one before.
I think they did during that Big East documentary, but I think it wasn't Chris Mullin on that team or something.
Yeah, it's a final. Villanova over Michigan, 79-62. It is a final. Dante DiVincenzo, 31 points, 5 rebounds, and 3 assists leads the way for your Villanova, squad as they take home the national championship. It's the second national title in 3 years. So,
that's not bad.
Yes, second national title in 3 years. Best, they're the best program in college basketball right now. So, again, congratulations to Villanova. Well deserved. And the way they currently constructed, and the way that they're going into, and the way they're recruiting, is going to change. Well, another national championship, they can win it all again next year.
Yeah. But, so, you know, mothers want that money, so.
I just think it's a, we saw a lot in that tournament happen, and I don't know if we will ever get that again. With 16 beating the 1, everything that we saw, I just don't know if we'll get that again.
Oh, you never know. Every now and then.
These guys are staying, you know, you got the smaller schools, guys staying 4 years, so.
True.
They're staying all 4 years, so.
Chris, what's going on with all these?
They're staying all 4 years, so we'll see if they can repeat.
Well, Duke, yeah.
Duke's got a good recruiting class coming in, from what I understand, but with Bagley leaving, that might.
But Duke's always got a good recruiting class because Coach K was always doing the daggone Olympics.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. We'll see what they can do. North Carolina, I thought we might have heard a little bit more noise from North Carolina. I thought we might have heard a little bit more noise, believe it or not, from Florida State. And they got to where they did, and then they flamed out. But, again, I'm not going to go that way. Who's the biggest threat in the West? To the Rockets or to the Warriors, Spurs or the Thunder?
Spurs, because the Thunder is streaky.
Yeah,
they've been having some issues. I mean, here, what the 7th seed?
The Spurs are 4, and the Thunder are 5th seed.
Because this little experiment of Carmelo Anthony and Russell Westbrook's about to end. So. And Paul George. Hell, I don't even hear really Paul George's name. Like, talk about.
Yeah. Plus, another thing, too, that kind of, and I've said this all year, the thing that gets me about OKC is the fact that when you get to the playoffs, your bench is shortened.
Mm-hmm.
So, with your benches being as short, you know, you.
Oh, so what they do? What they cut the amount of players you could use?
It's just a known fact. When you get down to playoff basketball, you know, you'll probably go maybe 7, maybe 8 deep.
Oh, that's going to affect Houston too.
Mm-hmm. Pastor Zell said he still remembers Loloa Marymount. Yeah, it would affect Houston, but Houston would be a little bit better off, because if you look at their team, their bench, they got star power, not necessarily, you know, elite players on their bench, but they have players who've done it elsewhere before. So, you know, you got Trevor Ariza coming off the bench for them, you got Ryan Anderson coming off the bench for them, so. It might not affect them as much, and it won't affect the Warriors at all. You know, you guys,
they benches been playing ball.
Yeah, and it won't affect them at all. But teams, you know, like Minnesota, it'll affect them. And the thing that kills the Timberwolves, to me, and everybody, you know, I think someone said, and I forgot why I saw it, that Minnesota had an opportunity to beat the Rockets or Golden State. if they should meet up with them? I don't think so. Because one thing that you have to realize, you have to be able to play defense. And right now, they're ranked 25th, 26th in overall defense. So when you're ranked that low, you know, and I don't blame Tom Thibodeau for it. Being a Bulls fan, I know Tom Thibodeau, he's a defensive-minded coach, but you got a lot of young players. He doesn't necessarily go to his bench at all during playoff time. It's all starters. When they're in the game, he pretty much keeps them in there. I guess that's a comfort factor. It hurt the Bulls because the Bulls were more of a veteran-led team, but it doesn't hurt Golden State as bad. It doesn't hurt Minnesota as bad because they're a little bit younger. But still, you had to be able to play defense, and I think that's the part that's going to sort of kind of hurt him. Jimmy Butler's not back yet. He's working his way back. Anthony Wiggins says he's tired of being third fiddle, and I don't blame him there. But like I say, I was telling somebody this the other day, you have to step up and you have to want it, and he's not really stepping up saying he wants it. There could be a threat with Butler coming back, but I just don't think, even with Jimmy Butler, that's enough to beat Houston or Golden State.
Yeah.
But, you know, they might get a game.
Mm-hmm.
They might get a game. So, we got Dana White. Go ahead.
Maybe a couple quarters.
We got Dana White up here talking that Floyd Money Mayweather is looking to have a fight in the MMA. No.
I think Mayweather's hurting on cash, man.
You think you're hurting already?
Man, dude, he had to pay that big-ass tax lien.
That's true.
And again, this dude doesn't spend money. He spends money like Ric Flair, so he has a very extravagant lifestyle. How many baby mamas does he got? You know, you gotta start looking at these things.
Right. I just don't think he don't need to do it. He don't need to do it. You in your 40s, Floyd? No. It's a full contact sport.
Yep.
Don't do it, Floyd. Don't let Dana White talk you up. Don't let him talk you up. Because if he does, Floyd gonna get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
He gonna get hurt. And I know a lot of people that will, love to see him hurt.
Yeah, they gunning for him.
Mm-hmm. They are strictly gunning for him. You think Odell Beckham's time with the Giants is over?
Pretty much.
Think he's done?
Yeah, man. He's putting them in a hard sell, you know. He wants all this. He's just hard. He's just not doing business, man.
Right.
It's about him, man, not the team. He's too selfish, in my taste.
Let me go back. Pastor just said he's going to risk his legacy for UFC. He better talk to Punk.
It's two different things. I mean, to me, Mayweather's legacy wasn't all that. I mean, the stuff he did was, you know, I had issues with. Like, dude, you ducked fights. You did all this other stuff. You know, he needs to be called on the carpet.
Or fought guys late.
Yeah. Real late. Like, Sugar Shane Mosley was old by the time he fought him.
Right. Let's switch over to golf for a second. And Mr. Rage is not here to contend whether it's a sport or not. Tiger Woods is here in Augusta.
Uh-oh.
He's here in Augusta, and Fred Couples were raving about him. Says Tiger looks no different than 10 years ago.
Chris, what's going on with all this?
Can Tiger get back to that form? Can he get back to that winning form he had before the divorce and before the injuries?
He must be messing around. He might. you can't never really, he has the mental warhead. I just think he's feeling better.
Once that back loosens up on you, the back doesn't give you any more pain, you go out there and do some business, so we'll see what he can do. I think he can win Augusta. I really do.
Yeah.
I really think he can win it. Man, it's like I'm still wrapping my mind that there was a point, if you had Tiger in the field, you took Tiger.
Mm-hmm.
That's just sick. Now, you played football. So, when... Have you ever seen somebody get cut because the coach had a personal dislike for him?
Who got cut?
Marquette King, former Oakland Raider punter. Very good punter. Got waived from Oakland because Gruden didn't like him.
Hell, Bill Belichick be cutting people if you ask for a pay raise. I mean, that's the same thing I look at. A coach could do whatever he wants, but it depends on what was going on, man. Attitudes and all that other stuff. So, I've seen it. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, they try. It's a business, man.
Right. Let's real quick on a personal note. Let's talk about your Washington Redskins. But Alex Smith, Kirk Cousins gone over to the Minnesota Vikings. What do you see for the Redskins the coming year?
I see them in preseason, man. I mean, if anything, we had a decent defense last year until we got banged up. So, you know, that's a lot of stuff going on. You know. I'm just waiting to see what we could do, you know, to make things better this season. If we pick up, let me check our transactions. Okay, we picked up some 4th, 5th round picks, some conditional 20 picks. So, picked up a linebacker. We got picked up Orlando Scandrick and Paul Richardson. I mean, they're making some moves. We just, you know, got to see how the draft goes.
I can't wait for that draft. If you were the Cleveland Cavaliers, would you trade out that number one pick?
They're going to be forced to, especially when your boy LeBron leaves.
I'm sorry, I meant the Cleveland Browns. Would you trade out that number one draft pick? If you were the Cleveland Browns, I do apologize.
Depends on what they got. I mean, they got 2 quarterbacks, so unless they're going after an offensive lineman.
They got a lot of picks.
Yeah.
They got a lot of picks, so they can definitely do some things. I know a lot of folks that I've been talking to love Baker Mayfield. They love Baker Mayfield. You know, a lot of mock drafts got him going to the Bills. I can't see the Bills taking a chance on Baker Mayfield. I really don't. But then again, maybe they would. With Tyrod Taylor being gone, and you could make an argument that Baker proved a lot. You walked on to 2 different teams and started.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe there's an opportunity there for him. I don't know, but it's kind of funny that unless you do something in a draft, they can, whoever you pick at that quarterback spot, they have nobody to throw to.
Yeah.
They have nobody to throw to at all.
So the receiver can't get no separation.
Yeah. And you had Sammy Watkins, you had Robert Woods, both those boys been gone. Jordan Matthews did not pan out, so
it's gonna be interesting season.
Pastor Sell said no, they need all the picks they can get. Jeff drafted the entire Clemson Tide offensive line.
Hey, but they made moves everywhere else, so you can't sit here and knock Cleveland. They picked up some horses.
They did. They did. The NFC might end up being a 4-team race, though.
Yeah.
Over in that NFC, that might be a 4-team race. You're going to have Philly looking strong. You're going to have the Rams looking strong.
Yeah.
You're going to have the Vikings looking strong. Captain Kirk. I know you're going to miss Captain Kirk, man. I know you're going to miss him.
Yeah.
I know you're going to miss him. He's going to be looking strong back there. He got some receivers to throw to. Last year, he didn't have a receiver to throw to in the world, and he still threw over 4,000 yards. Kudos to him. Kudos to him. All right. Let's go ahead and get this. Go ahead and get this show. Go ahead and wind things down here. As we finish up, if you guys want to call in, 716-934-6006. We want to talk about the tournament, get your reaction for the tournament. Villanova just won. They are your national champions. Congratulations to Villanova. Props to you. And don't forget this week on the rant. Very special week on the rant. We are heading over to WrestleMania season. And everything starts this week. Tomorrow, we're going to have the Shining Wizards at 7 p.m. Followed by the rant at 9. AA Tony C. The Wizards and the Rant, they'll get you ready for Mania. They'll get you straight ready for Mania. Then we have on Thursday night, we have Rant and Wrestling at 9 p.m. followed by Turnbuckle Throwbacks Friday at 9 p.m. Then we have a whole day of special programming on Sunday, and I believe Friday night as well. Give me a second, I will let you guys know. We also have a very special event that's near and dear to my heart. Sunday at 11 a.m. Eastern, we have a one-day return of the Wrestling Call-In Show. I'm trying to get folks back up for that now. I talked to Randy. Randy says he's down. I talked to Big Tone. Big Tone says he's down. I'm trying to get a hold of Mondo. I'm trying to get a hold of him from the Blog Talk days and bring everybody back. So definitely check us out. See if I can pull that up real quick. I got it saved to my desktop here somewhere. Just gonna freaking find it. There we go. Found out I'll go over the whole schedule so you'll be able to follow along with us. Okay, let's see here. Alright, right now we have Thursday the 5th, the Shining Wizards at 7 p.m. Friday on the 6th, we have Rant and Wrestling at 5 p.m. Hall of Fame Show live at 11 p.m. Eastern. Saturday on the 7th, we have a live roundtable at 5 p.m. The Midnight Jury live at 8 p.m. and the NXT TakeOver Post Show live at 11 p.m. Eastern. Sunday, we have the Shining Wizards at 8 a.m. followed by the Wrestling Call-In Show, which will be live at 11 a.m. Myself, yours truly, Cast of Thousands. Turnbuckle Throwbacks live at 1:30. The Rant will be live at 4 p.m. Have a WrestleMania post show live at 12 midnight Eastern. And then on Monday on the 9th, we'll have a marathon replay beginning at 6 a.m. So that is our WrestleMania schedule. Please join us for it. It should be fun and good times. Particularly Colin Show coming back. He sort of kind of got me with that one, but it's all good. Let me see what Rage put on here in the chat real quick. Go on the Facebook page. Rage, you could have called in for that. Well, he went back to the Facebook page. One shining moment, really, Rage. Really. Ugh, Jesus, man. All right, so we got WrestleMania schedule out, normal schedule out as well, so you will know to follow along. Head over to rantemradio.com and all our group pages, Sports Report, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, that's a Facebook page, so definitely check it out. Follow all of us for the latest and greatest on Rant EM. Dr. Doom, is there anything else we need to get into before we roll out tonight?
Nah, man.
Anything else you want to say?
Mm-mm. I'm good, man.
Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. There we go. Had to find my ending. All right, guys. Dude, thank you for calling in. I appreciate it. Pastor, appreciate you being in the chat, man. Thank you. Appreciate you being with me tonight. Hopefully you can do it again. All over but the crying. Congratulations to the Villanova Wildcats winning a national championship. Well deserved for sure. I will see you guys again Sunday, 11 a.m. Eastern for the Wrestling Call-In Show. And then again Monday, 11:15 p.m. for the Sports Report. I'll see you then, guys. Everyone, please take care and have a great night.